the consciousness which pervades all, Om, that is truth. Presently, on the planet Earth, country of America, state of California, the city of Napa, in the temple of the Devi Mandir, in the month of Chaitra, in the bright fortnight, and it's the first day, Sadhu family of Satyananda, Sri, everybody say your name, Swami Satyananda, is performing the worship for the satisfaction of the respected Kali by reciting the Kali worship. May our waking consciousness replace pain and suffering with divinity, as also our awareness when asleep. Far extending be our radiant aura of light, filling our minds with light. May that be the firm determination of the consciousness of infinite goodness. May that goddess who wears the moon of devotion protect the children of devotion. May that goddess of all-pervading knowledge protect us. May the energy of the rule of the pure rise up. O energy of equilibrium, grant us the highest prosperity. The ultimate prosperity to us, O rule of the pure, who perceives all the changes. The ultimate prosperity to us, searchers for truth, knowers of the universe. The ultimate prosperity to us, O divine being of light, keep us safe. The ultimate prosperity to us, O spirit of all-pervading delight, grant that to us. We invoke you with offerings, O Lord of the multitudes. We invoke you with offerings, O Lord of love. We invoke you with offerings, O guardian of the treasure. Sit within me, giving birth to the realm of the gods within me. Yes, giving birth to the realm of the gods within me. We invoke you with offerings, O Lord of the multitudes. Seer among seers of unspeakable grandeur. O glorious King, Lord of the knowers of wisdom, come speedily hearing our supplications and graciously take your seat amidst the assembly. The Mother of Enlightenment pervades the heaven. The Mother of Enlightenment pervades the atmosphere. The Mother of Enlightenment pervades mother and father and child. All gods of the universe are pervaded by the Mother. The five forms of living beings, all life, the Mother of Enlightenment, she is to be known. You are female, you are male, you are a young boy, you are a young girl, you are the word of praise by which we are singing, you are all creation existing as the mouth of the universe. Mother of the perceivable universe, mother of the conceivable universe, mother of the universe of intuitive vision, lead me to that true existence. As excellent crops or grains are harvested, so may I be taken to reside with the infinite consciousness. Peace in the heavens, peace on the earth, peace upwards and permeating the atmosphere, peace upwards over on all sides and further, peace to us. Peace to all vegetation, peace to all that has form, peace to all causes and effects, peace to all existence and to all intensities of reality, including all and everything. Peace be to us. Let the earth be at peace, the atmosphere be at peace, the heavens be filled with peace. Even further may peace extend, peace be to waters, peace to all vegetation, peace to all gods of the universe, peace to all gods within us, peace to creative consciousness, peace be to brilliant light, peace to all, peace to everything, peace, peace, altogether peace, equally peace, by means of peace. Thus, by means of peace, altogether one with the means of peace, ignorance is illuminated. Violence is eradicated. Improper conduct is eradicated. Confusion, sin is eradicated. All that is at peace. All that is perceived, each and everything, all together for us. Om, peace, peace, peace. Om Maya, Hrim, is Maya. Remember, Ha Kara Stula Deha Sad, Ra Kara Sukshma Deha Ka, Ikara kara namaso, ring karam turiyakam. Ha means all that can be perceived through the senses. Ra, all that can be conceived in your minds. E, all that can be known through intuition or meditation. And anuswar, turiya, all that is beyond. What can be perceived through the senses, conceived in the mind, known through intuition and beyond, the embodiment of maya, the measurement of existence. Om Rim. Shrim is increased. It's Lakshmi's bija, actually. Sha is shanti. Ra is your mind. E is your intuition. Anuswara is the perfection of peace in your mind and your heart. The increase. Cream is dissolution. Ka is the cause. Ra is the subtle body. E is the causal body. Anuswar, it means perfection. The cause of the subtle body merging into the causal body in perfect union. The perfect harmony between the causal body and the subtle body is cream. Dissolution. Parameshwari is the supreme female divinity, the seer of all. Ish means to see, to perceive. Ishwari, the perceiver of all. Parameshwari, the supreme divinity who sees all. Kali, I am one with God. Om is the infinite beyond conception. Hrim, the stuff of consciousness, the substance of awareness, Maya. Shrim, the increase, also perfect peace in the heart and mind. Kreem, dissolving into perfection. Parameshwari, supreme divinity, female. Kalike, she who takes away the darkness. Swaha, I am one with God. Om, goddess who takes away the darkness. Goddess who takes away darkness. Great goddess who takes away darkness. Beloved goddess who takes away darkness. Who takes away all sin, give the way of peace and harmony, the necessities for physical sustenance and liberation, otherwise known as self-realization. O goddess, exposer of consciousness, we bow to you. And that's our sankalpa. That's our vow of what we're proposing to do. Does anybody else have a question?
Yes, Swami, the five forms of life.
Yes, well, there are many ways to decide that. There are mammals and fish and birds and what are the other guys?
Reptiles.
And fifth one? Insects.
Born of sweat.
Water, in the water, out of the water. Yeah, amphibian. So that would be, no, fish isn't amphibian. Fish is only in the water. And the amphibian come out of the water. Like a turtle? There are also many other, we speak of the different kinds of beings. Pashu, Birya, Dibya, those are three forms. All right, well, that's five forms anyway. There are many ways to talk about that, but those are five forms of life. Siddhananda, you had a question.
Yeah, this goes a little differently into our experiences. Page 24 under Sankalpa. May our waking consciousness replace pain and suffering with divinity, as also our awareness when asleep. You want to elaborate on that?
Go to sleep.
Does this mean that we replace sleep with divinity, awareness of divinity while we sleep?
Yes, it does. We have three states of consciousness: Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti. So Jagrat means waking consciousness. Swapna means a subtle body, dreaming or thinking. And Sushupti means deep, dreamless sleep, where there's nothing going on in consciousness. Now, all of our consciousness should be replaced. Take away all the pain and suffering and fill it with divinity. And there were many experiences I had personally of waking up in the morning and having dreamt I did the entire Chandi Homa. And I woke up in the morning and said, wow, here's Purnahuti. And I recited the entire Chandi in my dream many, many nights. In fact, it was more fun to be asleep than it was to be awake. Any other questions?
What about on page 21?
You'll have to tell me that.
You're talking about Ganesh, but is Priyanam Ganesh too?
I'm sorry, you'll have to recite the sloka. I'm sorry. Yes. Yes. Thank you. Okay.
Is Priyanam Ganesh?
Priyanam. Oh, our love. We're giving our love to Ganesh. He is the love. He's the Lord of love. Priyanam.
Oh, he's the Priyapati. Lord of love.
Okay. He's the Lord of love.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was Gamadeva.
Well, no, that's a different Lord of love, a different kind of love. Ganesh is Gyanke Ishvara. He's the Lord of wisdom. Yes.
He said it's the... When the causal body and the subtle body merge?
Yes, in perfect harmony.
Okay, under what circumstances would that happen? Does that happen at death?
That definitely happens at death, but it also happens many times in meditation. So that cream is the cause, kakara, karana deha, karana deha, rakara sukshma deha ka, ikara karanama. So cream bija, cause the cause. Ra is your mind. E is your intuition. Anuswara is perfection. The perfection, your mind and your heart. The cause of perfection of your mind and your heart is cream. Now it could be a perfection of union when your mind and your heart are in the same place.
Then everything else falls away.
That's the dissolution. Dissolution of all the attachments, all the confusions, all the conflicts. The dissolution of the ego. Mind and the heart are in the same place. I lose myself.
So when you fall in love.
Yeah. That's cream. Sure is.
Cream.
Yeah. She wouldn't say that. No, no way. No, is it? No way. That's afterwards. After the cream. You get creamed. Any other questions?
I just have a little technical question about the Tsongkhapa.
Yes.
I'm not sure how, say here we have a Tsongkhapa to do Kali Puja.
Yes.
If I wanted to change to Tsongkhapa to do just the thousand names of Kali, I'm not sure exactly how you do that.
Oh, you could say very easily, Puja Karma Maham, Sri Kali Sahasranam.
Okay, so you always have the Sri Puja Karma.
I'm worshipping you.
Sri Kali Kama Puja Karma Hum, the first one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one. Thanks.
Om Sang Sarasvati Namaha.